Be advised, the following audio may or may not contain material that could be deemed offensive to some listeners. Any religious, political, or open opinions are solely those of the individuals providing them and should not be viewed otherwise. This show is for entertainment purposes. Listen at your own discretion.
Your dreams.
Oh, my dream. Okay, so it was Joe, you, and some other dude.
I like where this is going.
Okay.
Exactly. Joe, me, and some other dude.
And me, I was in there too. Yeah, it went down instantly.
Yeah, it did. Oh. Downtown.
So, in the dream, everybody knows their destiny. You can't change it. You have to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And your guys' destiny, you and Joe, was to kill the devil.
Mm.
Okay? So you guys are making your trek up to the devil. Well, the devil's name was Cornejo. Joe thinks that's funny.
It is funny.
You guys are going to kill Cornejo. It's a girl.
That's not fair.
I don't know. It was a girl.
Pussy control.
Well,
I can't kill her.
Me and dude... Well, you know, we
no matter how ugly she is, I still gotta try to bang it. But I at least want to know that she wants it, and then I can kill her.
Just hops on in. There.
As long as I know she wants it, it's like, yeah, that's right.
I was getting ready to jump out and say who's ready for a raping, but she hit me with it first. She's like, yeah, I know where this is going. Turn around.
Damn
turn
it.
Let's say you walk into a rape, and it looks like a sad scene, so you decided to make it a happy view. What would you do? Personally, I would add a squishy-sounding condom.
Anyway, so me and dude show up, and your guy, and Mike, you're like, yo, what are you guys doing here? And I was like, well, it's kind of our destiny to be here, too. Oh, okay, cool. So we drive on up to this underworld castle. And you guys just yell, Cornejo! She comes out, rips off the door, and you guys are like, oh shit! And I was like, hey, you can't kill me. It's my destiny, you can't kill me. And she's like, I know, but I can fuck you up. She like pulls my arm, rips off my hand. I immediately woke up. I couldn't feel my hand.
I immediately left that dream because you lost a hand. I have an overwhelming fear of amputees. So
I dropped
whatever weapon was in my hand.
So when we were talking the other day,
I don't even know this guy. He is now possessed.
No, so when we were talking the other day, you said you didn't have anything weird about you. You lied.
No, actually, you asked if I had any OCDs.
Well, then that evolved into any weird stuff.
Yeah, I got a problem with people missing limbs. All right, that is a solid phobia, I would say. If you would call it a phobia.
It's somebody a come phobia. Up
for you, I would say it's a phobia.
Somebody
man.
Coming up missing a fucking arm, trying to shake your hand with a missing arm.
I heard about your trip to Long John Silver's.
Dude, I didn't go to Long John
that
Silver's.
That was Ryan
ever.
And the midget.
Was that the midget?
Yeah.
Ryan and the midget. Ryan's deathly afraid of midgets.
I about shot my food out my frickin' nose at IHOP.
When he realized...
Dude, when she tried serving drinks.
With a nub.
With a nub. And it's like, I don't care if you lost it at birth. You probably should have shot yourself then. Mom probably should have shot you.
The best thing
was... Or strangled you with what was left of the umbilical cord.
Cover with a pillow.
But the best part about that situation was... Mike got over the... Okay, he wasn't over the fact, but he was just avoiding the fact that she was missing part of her arm, okay? It was just right below the elbow, so she still had that little nub.
No, that's weird.
That little nub where she can still grab something. So she comes bringing out our drinks, and she's got two in one hand, holding like this, and she's holding another hand.
Yes,
In the nub, she's holding whose drink?
Mike's
drink. And he drops... Whatever it's like, I can't fucking do it.
I do have a mouthful of food. And I was just like... King fork dropped. I'm like staring over my shoulder, knowing that she's over here, but I'm trying to look the opposite direction so I don't see it. sets and the drink down. I ain't
so,
fucking
okay,
drinking that.
That's fucking hilarious. We're laughing. Okay, it's funny to us. Mike's totally freaked out, done, pissed off because he can't eat his food. Like, what is it? 2 weeks later, a
quick
month later,
shop.
We go to the quick shop down here at 4th and K61, and we walk in, and lo and behold, who's fucking behind the counter?
Stubby McFuckin'Gee.
Floppy arm, all right?
So you can't even buy a drink
no,
that wasn't...
But
she grabbed my goddamn cigarettes
hands,
and put it in that fucking nub.
She grabs them with the good hand, puts it in the nub, hands it to Mike, like, tries to hand it to him, and he's like, I'm not touching it.
Are you kidding?
I just
goes,
stared there.
And he's like,
I was
I
staring
I'm
at
not
the counter. No, I didn't say anything to her. I'm staring at the counter. Joe's like, all right, Mike. Mm-hmm. So I set my money on the counter and went like this. She set it in front of me.
And she just didn't
continued
just
to stare
it?
At, I don't know, scratch off cards or whatever else is in the glass that I'm looking at. Not making eye contact with what's this freak of fucking nature serving me anything that I don't want. Thank God my cigarettes are covered in plastic. Fuck, man.
I thought I was going to have to pick the cigarettes up for him because she ended up having to just drop them on the counter.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because she's like trying to hand it to him. She's just staring at him. And I'm looking at Mike. Look at her.
Okay.
Look at
well,
Mike.
That's where
yeah, looking
really
at me, looking at her, not looking at her, staring yeah. at the counter, going like this, sliding money forward. And, oh, dude, I don't even want my change at this point. I did get my change, but god damn, she would have put that money in that nub.
Just run it.
I would have just been like, fucking keep it.
So
seriously.
Then, okay, so I'm finding this extremely hilarious about Mike. Like, I, you know, try to point out every amputee that I can to him now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fucking cruising over, we're getting ready to cruise over the tracks, and here comes this fucking wheelchair. Bouncing over the fucking tracks. And it is
yeah.
There's a guy missing both his fucking legs and both his fucking arms. Driving this thing with a fucking straw.
It's like, dude.
No,
and
no, I,
no, are you kidding
Mike,
me?
Mike, check it out. And he looks like he's whoop. And he just.
That
like,
is sick.
He damn near ducked down to the floor.
It was sick.
And I'm just dying. But I fuck with him and I slow down. And
that
he's
is,
like, dude, Joe, it's not fucking funny. I was like, no,
keep
look, Mike.
Rolling.
You're like, just
keep it moving,
keep
cripple.
Moving.
Keep it moving.
And Mike
dude,
is freaking out.
And it's gross.
Here's a question. Here's a question. There's a guy who shops at the liquor store. Has one normal arm? And what kind of weird, we call it clock, like one big hand, one little hand. But
he walks super slow and have that smirk and demeanor that just says that he can anally rape you and dominate what you call humanity.
Yeah.
You should try that out.
I don't think I have that in me.
You could.
You could have it in you.
You could definitely have that in you.
Do you ever get that overwhelming sensation that that penis is probably going to rip your a-hole?
All the time.
Would you like to know more? Just click the like button.